It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, took to the Senate floor Tuesday afternoon to announce that he would not seek re-election in 2018.
There are times when we must risk our careers in favor of our principles. Now is such a time. It must also be said that I rise today with no small measure of regret. Regret because of the state of our disunion. Regret because of the disrepair and destructiveness of our politics. Regret because of the indecency of our discourse. Regret because of the coarseness of our leadership. Regret for the compromise of our moral authority. And by our, I mean all of our, complicity in this alarming and dangerous state of affairs. It is time for our complicity and our accommodation of the unacceptable to end.
Flake told the Arizona Republic ahead of his announcement that he had become convinced, quote, there may not be a place for a Republican like me in the current Republican climate or the current Republican Party. The path that I would have to travel to get the Republican nomination is a path I'm not willing to take and that I cannot in good conscience take. And it would require me to condone behavior that I cannot condone.
Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified. And when such behavior emanates from the top of our government, it is something else. It is dangerous to a democracy. Such behavior does not project strength, because our strength comes from our values. It instead projects a corruption of the spirit and weakness. It is often said that children are watching. Well, they are. And what are we going to do about that? When the next generation asks us, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? What are we going to say? Mr. President, I rise today to say, enough.
Flake's announcement came just hours after Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee spoke out against Trump on every TV network, including CNN.
The President of the United States is a liar.
The president has great difficulty with the truth on many issues.
Do you regret supporting him in the election?
Well, let's just put it this way. I would not do that again.
So you wouldn't support him again?
No way. Mm-hmm. No way. No, I think that he's proven himself unable to rise to the occasion. I think many of us, me included, have, you know, tried to, you know, I've intervened. I've had private dinner. Been with him on multiple occasions to try to, you know, create some kind of aspirational approach, if you will, to the way that he conducts himself. But I don't think that that's possible, and he's obviously not going to rise to the occasion as president.
Do you think he's a role model to children in the United States?
No.
You don't?
No, absolutely not.
Corker's comments spurred a slew of tweets from the president in which he called the senator incompetent, claimed he doesn't have a clue, and said he couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee. The disagreements didn't stop either Corker or Flake from voting with the president to overturn an Obama-era Consumer Financial Protection Bureau regulation that would have allowed class action lawsuits against big banks and credit card companies. A 50-50 tie was broken by Vice President Mike Pence, with Lindsey Graham and John Kennedy both voting against the measure. Congressman Al Green of Texas on Monday questioned Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson about proposed budget cuts in a hearing of the Financial Services Committee. Green wanted to know from Carson exactly how much the Trump budget cuts from housing and economic development programs that benefit the poor, but Carson didn't want to answer.
Will you kindly tell me how much HUD is going to, how much you're going to cut from the HUD budget as it relates to housing vouchers? Now, if you don't know, it's okay to say you don't know, Mr. Carson. I don't hold you to things that you don't know.
How okay, much are they going to cut? Let's just move on and say that I don't want to offer a number because it's subject
to interpretation. Why would the Secretary of HUD not give the number, the amount that you're cutting from housing vouchers, Mr. Carson?
Because
you're the Secretary of HUD.
Because
you're making the cut.
Because we've already talked about the total amount of the cuts.
Well, the total amount does not help me when it comes to the housing vouchers. I have people who use housing vouchers, and I need to be able to explain to them, Mr. Carson, how much the cut portends for them. And if you want a moment to ask someone behind you, I would gladly accord you that moment.
I don't want to open the book and look at the numbers.
I see. So you choose not to say how much you're cutting from housing vouchers or how much you're cutting from community block grants, Mr. Carson.
I want to talk about...
Mr. Carson, you don't get to talk about what you want to today. You get to talk about what I want you to talk about. You get to answer the questions that I pose, Mr. Carson.
Yeah, but I
That's
also
the way
get
it works.
To answer the question the way
well,
I want
Well, you
to.
Can answer them the way you want, but if you want to show a lack of knowledge, you can do this. It's quite all right, Mr. Carson. So now, how much from community development block grants, Mr. Secretary?
Again, I'm not willing to sit there and
So you don't know how much from community development block grants?
I'm not going to go through the list this much, and this much. I think that's
I don't,
not...
I'll move on, Mr. Carson. I accept your lack of knowledge. I got good
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.